whenever you're ready.
One of those nights where Georgia State was really stinging the ball, you know, they weren't getting any cheap hits. They were hitting the ball pretty hard.
Yeah, they jumped us, you know, in the one inning. You know, I thought Cam Hill, for the most part, was pretty good. We had a chance to make a play and kind of get him out of an inning, and, it, you know, we weren't able to make a tough play in the sun, going towards the fence down the right field line. And then fourth inning, just bad inning. I mean, give up, you know, 5 runs in the fourth, couple home runs in that inning. I thought from that point on, I thought, you know, Sammy Crawford, Dawson Brown, Vinatieri threw the ball really well. And then we couldn't get big hits. I mean, we had opportunities to kind of cave them and had the right guys at the plate and just couldn't get the hit. So they're a good team. We knew they're a good team. I mean, you know, I said it Sunday, every team in this state is good, and you got to be ready to play. And they played better than we did tonight.
Look at what you were just talking about, 12 hits, 6 walks, but you left 10 men on base.
Yeah, it was just, you know, we just couldn't get the hit to kind of just really get them close. And, you know, I was kind of hoping, I guess it was probably the 8th inning, you know, we had Simpson at the plate, 2-0 count. And so we were kind of hoping maybe he could get up there with Parada with a chance to tie it. And, you know, he ended up flying out. And then I think Parada made, you know, it might have been when he lined the ball to the warning track. So, you know, just one of those nights with, you know, we couldn't get the hit. They got him, and they made a few more plays and a few more pitches than we did.
And of course, you got to give the left fielder credit. He was already playing on the warning track. If he was playing in a natural position, that ball might have gone over his head.
Yeah, been a tough play. You know, that's good positioning and just, you know, a good defense and good strategy. And, you know, Parada hit it right to him.
You look at, you know, your batters tonight, they were just missing. Seemed like 11 fly balls to the outfield, you know.
Yeah, we were under that. Yeah, they kind of pitch up in the zone, and we talked about it. And, you know, we just, you know, we're missing underneath the baseball. And then sometimes just swinging at balls that were probably going to get called balls. We just didn't have good enough discipline to stay off those high fastballs.
Of course, another positive tonight, Conley throws another guy out at the plate.
Oh, he's got a good arm, you know, and Parada's really good at just catching balls and making tags. So, that was good to see. And it was, you know, after, you know, it was good to see him get a couple hits, you know, after the weekend.
Another ACC weekend coming up. What do you see from your rotation for the weekend?
Probably not decided. I mean, I would say I'm pretty sure we'll throw Chance Huff. You know, and then we'll see if that, obviously Grissom's in there somewhere, but we'll talk about it, you know, tomorrow. We haven't really looked, I guess, that far ahead, but we'll start looking at it in the morning.
Grissom's you've had some tough luck on Saturdays. Is Grissom a guy you would consider moving up in the rotation, or is that?
I think all things are on the table. I mean, I think we're looking for ways to win series, and you know, Marquise threw really well this past weekend, and whether we would move him a day, I don't know, but I know it'll be something we'll talk about tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.